Mind over matter. Overcompensating. Overstatements. Crookedness relating. The soul's churn in return. Mental overstimulation. One word. Riveting. It tears my pilot. Streams that are promised to make seeking less.
Greetings, sir. Greetings, Scott Goodrich. Welcome to the Poetry Journal podcast. It's great to have you on. Thanks for giving me some of your time, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, as it goes, you're implementer of, I think the reference is EOS, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. Something that you like to implement, system you implement. Podcaster of Go Your Damn Business podcast.
That's right.
You know, yeah, I have to give you props for the name, man. I really like that name.
That's funny. I just had someone share to me that he thought I might need to adjust the name. He didn't think it was a good representation of what I do on there. I said, boy, I thought the name was one of the better features of it. So I guess the jury's out, but that is what we operate. We've got where we talk to founders and entrepreneurs and business owners about the journey to building a company. And so it depends on how you interpret it. Are you growing your damn business or are you growing your damn business? You know, is it a good thing or a bad thing? So, you know, that journey can be a challenge depending on the person's view. Owner and what there have been a lot of fun to have. We've had some good folks on there and some great stories being shared.
Absolutely, absolutely. Seeing as we're on the topic, could you give us some little breakdown of, you know, your platform, your business podcast, and a little bit more about the system that you implement?
Sure. And to be perfectly clear, the EOS is actually based on a book written by Gino Wickman. Gino is a lifelong entrepreneur and built a company, his family business that he built and then sold and has now built a couple of other companies as well. So he is the builder and creator of many things and frankly is a bit of a genius when it comes to entrepreneurial companies and how they should operate. They're so different than large organizations. And yeah, there is a lot of things that he has really learned and now applies. And so the book Traction that he wrote, geez, almost 20 years ago, lays out six key components to running a business, an entrepreneurial business, a small privately held business. And in that book Traction, he lays that out. And then Gino went ahead, so when I've written this book, let me go out and help companies do this. And so what started as Gino coaching and teaching companies his system has now turned into an international organization. There's over 700 coaches like me all working with companies to help them implement the tools that are part of Gino's original information that he laid out in the book. And so we work with companies to just help them get what they want from their business. And that could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But at the end of the day, you're building a business. And why are you doing it? What are you looking to get from it? And we want to help you get there. So that is what we do with the use of the tools that Gina's laid out. And so EOS Worldwide is the organization, but each one of us as coaches works with our clients, all going through the same process and teaching the same things because it works. So we use the same thing, to apply to different organizations across the globe.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. I can only imagine how much people you've helped at this stage. Do you know what I mean? And so many people that resonates with your platform and everything that you do. As you know, everybody, there's a lot of people that's trying to do for themselves. We not necessarily all accomplish it, but we're all trying. Do you get what I mean? So yeah, I think the work that you're doing clearly speaks for itself. You know, it's very important to
have it's challenging. I've got a small business myself, so we run the business on EOS. That is the language and the terminology that we use. You run your business using these operating principles. Yes. And you know, I think, Alex, the consistent thing going back to the podcast when I talk to owners is that oftentimes what you see seems like that person did it overnight, or they had a great idea and then they built a business, you know, magic happened.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's the exact opposite. What you don't see is the overnight success story that takes 7 years or 10 years. I actually saw a funny quote recently. Lionel Messi, obviously, he said, "It took me 17 years and 22 days to become an overnight success." Like, just demonstrating the work that goes into doing something great. Lionel obviously was born with a tremendous set of gifts that he had physically, but the work that he's put in there has made him, you know, the 8-time Golden Boot winner, right? So, right, that it's just remarkable, right? Yeah. I think what's a Ballon d'Or? I want to make sure I get that right. The Ballon d'Or. Right. And that doesn't happen. And it's the same thing with the business. It just doesn't happen overnight. You don't just say, "Oh, I've got a widget and this widget is going to be the thing that makes an airplane fly," whatever that is.
Yeah.
You got to work at it. It's an idea, but it's not a business. It's just an idea until you put in how you're going to run the business. And that's what we try to help entrepreneurs do, and bringing that structure to this idea that they've got that they want to bring to market.
I couldn't have put it any better. The analogy I use just simplifies. Sometimes I just like to compare it to a baby. You know, it's like your baby, and for the most part, you're gonna feed that thing for like over half a decade, and before you expect anything back, do you get what I mean? Or even like a thank you, or "Oh man, that was great what you did for me couple decades ago." This, that. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a way of life, it's a path, it's a journey, and you just don't necessarily supposed to do it looking for something back.
For sure. And what becomes challenging, your analogy is a great one, because owners and founders of businesses do see their business as their baby. It's their idea.
Yes.
They created it. So sometimes it's really difficult to cast a bright light on it and figure out what's not working. And that's probably the biggest challenge that we face, is having an owner really understand what they've built may not be what's going to take them to the next level to work for them in the long term. So just like a parent doesn't really like to see their child get criticized, it's tough for an owner to have his or her business criticized. And when you can come to that self-realization, these are things we need to do better, these are the changes we need to make, then you've got a much better chance of being successful and growing a business. So that's what we're trying to work with them. And we teach them and help them find the answers themselves. We don't give them the answers, right? That's the other thing. You want to let them find the answers. That's going to be much more lasting in its change.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm just going to share a quote, and then we just continue this conversation. As you know, this is a poetry platform, so I always like to just have something to just put out there for the audience. And feel free to share your thoughts if anything resonates with you. As it goes, "Carving through my days, color coordinated in many ways. Never stray from the pave, for the trajectory can sometimes get gray. Have my ship in a maze, running for the life that have disappeared. A man of one ship looking for clues, for not knowing depicts the onset of feeling blue. For the darkness comes easy betwixt the black and ugly of my journey. Thus I plan every bite down to the duck and scurry. The ever worry and the spewing of blood with a flurry, sometimes so tired like yellow in the eyes, though never in the absence of trying, thus I confide in the tides." And that's pretty much what I have today. I thought this was appropriate because we're speaking about the journey at the moment. You know, I just really want to, what I was really trying to get across was more like, you know what, you have to kind of embrace it all. And sometimes it's good, it's bad, it's ugly, it's niceties. You never know. But you kind of have to just, wherever situation you're in, Keep the main thing, which is just keep on moving. Just like a business, you know, you have good days, you have bad days, and you have to just keep it going.
Yeah, the battle. So an entrepreneur has so many things coming at him or her at all times, and one of the most powerful ones can be what's happening internally in his or her own mind, and what they're going through there. And if you've ever owned a business or tried to build something, it can be tough. You take one step forward and then it's three step backwards, and then you're like, oh, what did I do wrong? And then some self-doubt can creep in and some thoughts about it. Is this right? As I think in the poem you talked about the gray and the dark and what can come through. And that's a tough place to operate from. And so we're just trying to help provide some of the structure to allow the structure to help through when you do hit a ceiling in a business, which is inevitable. And that ceiling can be personal. It can be for the business itself with a marketing plan or a strategic plan or even, you know, a people issue, right? You may have hired the wrong person. So those ceilings, they happen over and over again, and you need to have tools to allow you to break through those ceilings. And those ceilings can be in that personal space, like you talked about that personal journey, or on that business side of things, when you're talking about, oh, my company has hit a ceiling. What am I going to do to change, to break through that and keep it growing in the way that I want? So yeah, it does absolutely resonate.
Okay, questions. So a few questions. What's your take on innovation? Where do you think innovation fits into this whole aspect of business that we're speaking about? Where is it well placed in terms of, like, could you elaborate on that?
Sure. I guess I'd put it in two places, and there's probably many others that I don't mean to just narrow the conversation. So the first is, any great business starts with an innovation, right? Someone is bringing an idea, a concept, or a service to market that is either brand new or is an improvement upon what's out there in their mind, right? So that's innovation in and of itself, and that's where businesses are born from. And the ideas that folks that are visionaries, the ones that kind of see the future, they're the one that really builds any sort of economy are those there. You can't keep doing the same thing and hope to advance your economy or yourself. So first, I see it in that space, and that's the positive. And you're all of these new ideas coming out each year. And so I'll give you a little poetry / quote back to you, which is, having a vision without having any traction is merely a hallucination. And so what that means is, if you don't have a way that you're going to achieve what you've just created as an idea, right? I'm going to be the best in-home nursing company that's ever been built, and I'm going to innovate and revolutionize that industry. Great. What's the plan? So the idea is great, but how are you going to execute on that? That's where you really build traction and where you get legs. So that's the positive view of innovation. What we also tell our entrepreneurs is that, keep the main thing, as you just said. Don't get distracted by the bright, shiny objects that your clients may ask about or that may come to you because you're a person who likes ideas. Because if you get too distracted from the main thing, your business will suffer because the team around you won't know what to do. So get really aligned with your core focus and stay really laser focused on the thing you do really well, the reason you built the business in the first place. Doesn't mean you can't pivot, but you've got to make sure that you don't get too distracted, too spread out, and go chasing, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a great idea. And all of a sudden, you lost what you started in the first place, and you don't have any of that traction, that execution, that ability to build on that initial idea that you had. So that's
powerful. Side of that. Yeah. That was. I think that really.
That's my poetry for the day, Alex. I'm not much of a poet, but that's a Gino quote, which is vision without traction is hallucination. But it does put into the reality that you can't just have an idea; you got to have a plan.
It's funny you say that, because as much as I really want a business perspective, I also want it to be like, because my thing is like, as much as, you know, I might be coming from an artistic perspective, I do think, as we know, you know, the business is a big part of the show, you know, and so as much as you are, whether you're an independent or you have somebody kind of pushing it at the forefront for you as an artist, I think it's important to have both sides or be aware of both sides, because I think as much as you're artistically driven, you still have to be aware of the business side of it. Whether you have fully control over it or not. So you still have to be able to kind of lead yourself to a certain extent and understand what's going on. And when things have a certain sense of savvy about you to kind of know that, okay, this don't sound right. Something is fishy here. Something's not quite right. Or how to kind of, okay, I can elevate. I can be better with this. I can be better for myself and the people around me. And I think that's the one of the things I'm trying to kind of almost speak on in terms of like the conversation that we're having here, especially for artists that think, you know what, you necessarily need a leader, and you can't lead yourself, or you can't guide somebody to kind of take you where you want to go. And, you know, you just speak about knowing where your ship is going, how you're going to sail, etc., etc. You might not maybe necessarily know the ins and outs of it, but you do know when things are not quite what they're supposed to be. And so just having that awareness, I think, is very important, whether you are independent or not. So that's where I'm trying to take it.
Sure. And it can be hard because the... So my small business that I run is a hair stylist shop. It's haircuts and colors, which is very creative for the folks that we employ. I'm not necessarily a creative person. I don't have any hair either, right? So that's not my specialty, but we have the business side of it. And so it can be difficult. You need to know your strengths. You need to know what you like to do and that you're good at, right? You need to have those two things and be really clear about it. And if you don't, then you've got to find a complementary partner that knows what their strengths are, because what you may not be good at, someone else is really good at. Yes. And so keeping that in mind. So you're right. So if you're a creative person, and maybe you say, well, I really don't know the business. I don't know the economics. I don't know the P&L or the structure I want. That's okay. Find the person to complement you. Find the, and that can be part-time, full-time, you know, depending on your situation. But to be a successful business person as an artist, you flourish in your creativity. Let someone else be your complement on that business side. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the rare person that can do both. It can happen. I don't mean to say that it's not possible, but what we often find is the idea person, we call them the visionary, in your case, the artist, is thinking about things in one way, and then the integrator, the get things done person, the runner of the business person is going to look at it a different way, and they are very complementary and have a very different set of skill set and the vantage point. So let those pieces be complementary, but it's hard to have someone be both the I've got this big idea and I know how to get it done day to day. Those are hard skills because they require such different thinking. So that what you're saying is spot on.
Yes. And, you know, more than anything, as we know, two brains are better than one. So whether you say eye to eye, I think, you know, just the influx of opinions, ideas that you're going to have from different perspective, like, you know, business and artistic minded, but it can make things so much more flourishing for yourself as a person that's trying to grow, whether with somebody or just somebody that kind of aids you along the way. I think it's important to have at least somebody, not just, you know what, and almost like, as well as yourself, somebody that believes in what you're doing. Because, you know, I think that's a big thing, to just have somebody to really believe and have your back and know that, you know what, you know, you're off today, but you've been doing great. And this has been great. And this is worth saving. So, like, forget about today. Let's pick this back up tomorrow, you know, and just forget about all the downs that you've had. I think sometimes there's that lacking that I think people underestimate how important that type of that person is, almost like a prompt, you know, just kind of encourage you to just keep going. Because more than not, as we know, like, it's so easy to fall off and stop. And you know, sometimes when you stop, it's hard to start again.
Yeah, I would strongly recommend a book called The Gap in the Game. It is written by Benjamin Hardy, Hardy, and Dan Sullivan, two coaches here in the U.S. The book is really about just appreciating each day the few steps forward that you make, even if they're small, and those are called the gains. And on those days when it is difficult and everything seems like it's working against you, and you're wondering how I'm going to step forward the next day, do you actually understand that there actually was learning? You did get a little better in some way, and recording that in a way that when you wrap up your day, you've looked back and said, oh, I actually did take a step forward here. Better than working against. If you spend your time thinking that way, you're thinking in the gap, and your mind is. A great book. So I don't mean to do that, but to live
No,
in
no,
the negative and live in the
no.
gap, or are you gonna take the gains? That's where that just the thought process around. Just appreciate what you did today,
Yes.
something little, but that's still great. You took a step forward. You got get 1% better every day, and it compounds to where you've grown tremendously by looking back over a 3 months, 6 months, or a year.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you're saying like, just get 1% better every day. That's such a powerful thing. And you know, that brings me to something that I've kind of learned the past few months, where it's almost like sit down every day or whenever you can, and be thankful for the little increments that you get or things that go right, the daily things that go right. It's such an important part of this. Because it makes you appreciate things that are going right, and so it kind of balances out things that don't go right, or maybe things that you need to improve on. I think you know, in this game, balance of perspective is so important. It's so important. Being the expert, well, here's another question for you. How important is it to be a leader in regards to your business?
Well, and we when we talk with our owners and visionaries about their business, we are typically working not only with them, but the team that they've pulled around them that we call the leadership team. So we spend time working with both. So the coaching that we provide is for that team as a whole. And leadership is critical, but you also need to have an element of management. So we actually put those two together in our program and say that leadership plus management equals accountability. And so those two things combine. In short, when you're leading the business, you're working on the business. You're above the day-to-day and you're thinking about the business a little bit differently. You're not in the weeds. You're thinking about what is the next step we want to take? What's the culture that we want to build? What are our core values? What decisions we need to make to do something or not do something? That's on the business that is directional and strategic. So you need to have that part. So that's truly leadership. The management part is in the business, the making sure that you're holding people accountable, the making sure that you are following up on anything that was assigned as a to-do, making sure that you're inspecting the scorecard, which reflects all the key metrics in the business. So that management piece helps drive that. So leadership sets the path, management executes on that, and that's how you drive the accountability through the organization. Alex, one of the things we hear most frequently from owners, visionaries, leaders of businesses, no one cares about this business as much as I do. Because it's your idea, right? It's the thing that you're building and creating, which may very well be true, but now it's your job as a leader to show others how to care about it in the same way. And so we help those folks with a set of tools, a set of disciplines that we implement to help them not only show others this is how much that I care about, but also here's what that looks like day to day, week to week, month to month. And that's how you build that over the course of time. Nothing happens overnight, as we talked about, right? Those overnight successes are not real. But that's what we want to put into practice and help those leaders with it. And that's why we talk to the whole leadership team, so that everyone's thinking about how am I going to execute and how am I going how am I going to hold myself first and then others accountable? Because that's the other piece. I'll give you a great example, if you don't mind.
Sure.
When we hold, we encourage our teams to have a weekly meeting where we cover the same agenda every week. Sounds silly, but a lot of meetings really stink. If you're in any business or you're trying to run a business and you hold a meeting, like, boy, our meetings are bad. We hear this over and over again. So one of the first tenets of holding the meeting is, one, the agenda is the same every week, so we make it easy. But two, the meeting starts and ends at the same time every week. Period, stop. You don't adjust it. And so what we find is that this is actually really hard for businesses to follow. It sounds super simple. Well, sure, my meeting starts at 10 a.m. every Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I'll show up at 10:05 or 10:08 or something else happened. And so that discipline doesn't even exist at the leadership level. Well, how are you expecting others to have the same discipline to come to the meeting that you want to hold that's outside of the meeting that we're asking you to have and show up on time? Right. So you need to be accountable yourself. And we'll actually call that out with an owner and say, well, wait a second. We're scheduled to start at 9 and it's 9:05. Where are you? Well, this. So what you're telling me is that that other thing was more important than this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That is not leadership. That is not leadership. Right. And that is we start with the simplest thing. But I've got to tell you, I got clients I give simple instruction to. They can't do it. And then I can only help you so much as to lead you to the water, but you need to drink it. I cannot drink the water for you. And this is a client last week that I'm sitting there and they're saying, we haven't held our weekly meeting in 6 weeks. And I looked at him and said, why are you not right? How do you expect to move this business forward if you can't do something so basic as hold a meeting every week? It's obviously not important to you, which means, do you actually care about growing this business? It means you actually care what's wrong with this business. What you're telling me is, no, you don't. You don't. And if you're telling me that, guess what you're telling the rest of your team? You're telling them the same thing. So simple, not easy. And oftentimes it's the most simple things that build the discipline, create the accountability, and allow the business to grow. But boy, it is a challenge for folks not used to having that accountability and really showing it out there. So probably went on too long, but that's
what we try
to work with folks around, because it is so amazing how those simple things can throw companies off track.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's great information. But from what I gather from what you're saying, like, would you say, obviously not, you know, like too in depth, a perception of it, but in a sense you can kind of research somebody from afar, their business that is, and pretty much getting an idea of, you know, where they are in terms of like their leadership and their management per se, because it's pretty much a reflection of who they are and how they do things, would you say?
It can be. We actually do take some time before we start working with any team to understand exactly what is going on there. So we will actually sit down with that owner and the team that he or she has assembled, the leadership team, and go through what's going on in this business. Where are your pain points? What do you do really well? Mm-hmm. How are your meetings? What are they like? How accountable is this? Does everyone in the company know what you want to achieve in the next 3 years, 7 years, 10 years? Just asking those questions. By asking those questions, we start to get a real sense of where this business is. And then we talk about, okay, well, here's what EOS does and is. And so is that a good match for you? Because it may not be. Because if you fundamentally aren't disciplined and aren't willing to take the coaching to become more disciplined, there's not a lot we're going to be able to do. And so that first meeting we have is something that we offer with every client. And every time we work with a client, it starts with this meeting. We call it a 90-minute meeting because it takes about 90 minutes. And we walk them through this. And it's a bit of a matchmaking session to determine, is EOS right for you?
Yeah.
Am I, as a coach, right for you from a personality and my approach, right? Is that right for you? And then lastly, are you disciplined enough to take the coaching and to do the things that we're going to be talking about doing? And the answer needs to be yes to all those, because if it's not, it's not going to be a good match. You're not going to have a good journey It's not going to work well for me. And so it's probably best that we don't move forward. We really want companies and owners who want to become better, but just aren't sure what to do. They're stuck. They're frustrated. They're uncertain. They've tried other stuff. It didn't work. And so we want to work with those folks and say, here's a path. Are you ready to come along this path, this journey with us? But they have to be willing. If they're not willing, it's not going to go well, and no one's going to have an enjoyable experience.
Yes, yeah, I really resonate with everything you said. And, you know, as much as we're speaking about so many different facets of it, the one thing, or should I say two things that I just hear, it just kind of repetitive, is the discipline and it's consistency. And it just kind of speaks to how important that is across the board. Everything starts with discipline. Everything starts with being consistent, because that's the only way you can really grow. And you have to kind of stick at something. You can't do everything, as we know. You have to point at one thing and be like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then you kind of graduate to doing more than one thing, or just something else. But by the end of the day, in essence, you're really just doing one thing, but just different aspects of it, and just growing with it, in essence, from what you're saying. And I think there's value in that.
In many ways, and we actually share this analogy, going back to what you said a little bit earlier, running a business, being a business owner, it's much like being a parent. You end up saying the same thing over and over again, because it takes at least 7 times for someone to hear it before it really hits home. And, you know, in bringing up a child, it takes a lot more than that. But it's the repetitive nature. Make your bed before you leave your room. Pick up your clothes the night before you go to bed. Make sure you brush your teeth in the morning or in the evening. Whatever those things are as a parent that you remind your children and remain important, it's going to be important to your children, because they're going to build that over the course of time. And it's the reminder over and over again. We joke with a lot of our clients. They might have a title like CEO or president. And we say, your actual title needs to be the CRO, which is the Chief Reminding Officer. Like, it's your job to remind everyone what's important to the company, what's important to our clients, and here's what we're going to do every day to make sure we deliver on those. So reminding. And that takes discipline, because guess what? You get tired of hearing yourself say the same thing. Right. My wife and I own a small business, as I mentioned. She must say the same thing every week to a group of people. And I said, exactly right. And you're going to have to keep saying it over and over and over again. You may get tired of saying it, but they've got to hear it in order to actually deliver on it. They have to hear it multiple times. So yeah, reminding is key. And that's that consistency that you talked about, and the discipline to stay with it. You can't get tired of it, because it never stops.
You know, and that kind of think about something as well, when you do think about, oh man, you know, it's jarring to just keep telling somebody the same thing over and over. But as we know, nothing is accomplished without sacrifice. And I think that's probably one of the other perspective, the other points where it's almost like, you know, everything comes with a sacrifice. You have to be willing to sacrifice something to get something, a success, in a sense. Could you speak more on that?
Sure. And inevitably, it's going to have that, particularly in the start of any business. You're going to give up. I'm going to start a business so I have the freedom to do what I want when I want to do it. Right? I'm not going to be responsible. I'm not going to be an employee. I'm not going to work for somebody else. I'm going to go out and do this on my own. I have a great idea. I'm going to do it. In the beginning, you're going to give up that flexibility, because the business is only going to go as you go. So whether you have a store that you need to open and close every day before you can hire enough employees to do that, or if it's going to be, I'm going to be a professional and I'm going to go out and do these things. Well, I've got to now go find new clients to build this, whatever those things are, right? It's going to be on you initially. So yes, you're absolutely putting in sacrifice, right? There is no overnight success. It's going to take that time. It can take the time, but you can have what you want if you are willing to go through with the discipline and follow the steps that we're talking about. And there are other business systems other than EOS. And I want to be clear about that. I mean, there may be something else. So you may read the book Traction and say, that's not for me, but find something else. That's fine. It's okay. I do understand that running your business on EOS may not be the thing that is right for you, which is totally cool. But have something that's going to allow you to run it, because you'll never, ever get the freedom you want, the life you want, the business you want, without putting some of these things into practice. It just won't happen that way. And so you've got to do this. So yes, you're 100% right. The sacrifices are there, but there will come a time when you have the opportunity to live the life you want if you're willing to do the work to get there. And that's what Charter get in place.
And you know, that comes back to the sacrifice. And at the end of the day, you know, you get the, okay, now you have the honeymoon, you know. As you know, there's always going to be obstacles. But you do get a honeymoon period, and once you start to elevate, you get to a point where you really start to see the proceeds of all these long nights and hard labor that you've been putting in for so long. And I think at the end of the day, you know, everybody deserves to kind of, it's an unforgettable feeling when you realize, oh man, you know what? That extreme inertia that you have to go through, because that's what I like to think about as well. It's a sense of inertia where you're just pushing, and it's almost like you're always trying to force yourself through a wall until you finally reach that place where things are just, you know, it's almost free-flowing compared to what you were used to. There's always going to be resistance, but it's so much better for you, you know. But it took time, it took effort, it took sacrifice, like we were saying.
And I think I just say to someone that's got a small business and they're not sure where to go, you can get there. So there is a path to get there. You need to have the fortitude and the strength to fight through what you're talking about and make those sacrifices, get there. But you can get to the place that you want.
That's right.
If you're willing to do what it takes to get to that next level. But you've got to make some choices along the way to do that. And you've got to be ready to handle what are the challenges that are going to get in your way along the way? Because it will not be easy. No business has grown a straight line. You're gonna gain a little ground, and then you're gonna hit a wall or a ceiling, and you're gonna fall backwards a little bit. And then, do you have the tools, the strength to fight through to get to the next level? And so many businesses fail because they hit a wall and they either don't know what to do next, or they don't have the strength to make the tough decision to make the investment to get to the next level. And that's why we see businesses fail and they hit those ceilings. And there's such a high failure rate in small businesses because of that. And at some point in time, you can do everything you can, but you gotta think about how you're gonna do things differently. And that's where we like to come in and say, you're hitting ceilings in your business, feeling frustrated. Let's talk and see if this may be a better path for you to build that business. And that's where we think EOS plays such a vital role in helping an entrepreneur really realize what he or she wanted when they first got into the business.
Man, that's beautiful. So many gems, man. So many gems. It's great. It's great, Scott, man, to have you on. I really enjoy what you're putting out there. I think people are going to really enjoy some of a lot of this and the gems more than anything that you're dropping. Really appreciate you. We're running low on time, but I just want to say thank you for coming on, giving me some of your time. Is there anything that you'd like to kind of share before we go?
Sure. I'm more than happy to provide anyone who'd like of the book Traction at no charge to get them a copy of the book. You just need to reach out and I'll make sure that they get a copy. If you would drop my email in there, they can email me and get a copy of the book. It's scott.goodrich@eosworldwide.com. scott.goodrich@eosworldwide.com. If you put in the show notes, but I'll get you a free copy of the book Traction. And if you'd like to hear entrepreneurs tell their story and all the struggles that they go through, check out Grow Your Damn Business. That's the name of the podcast and the website, www.growyourdamnbusiness.com. And yes, I like the name, keeping that, but some great stories on there. You hear some fun stuff about how businesses come to be and what it takes to actually make a go of it, because it's not easy. So it's good stuff.
That's great, Scott, man. Thanks so much for being on. And again, I love that name, man. Don't change that name.
Thanks, Alex. That name appreciate just sticks, it. You know? I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, man. I would love to have you on again. So hopefully we can kind of keep connecting in the future. We will kind of make something else happen and just kind of reconvene where we left off.
Happy to do it. It's my pleasure to be on here. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you so much, sir. Take care.
Take care.
Mm.
mind over matter, overcompensating, overstatements, crookedness relating, the soul's churn in return, mental overstimulation, one word, riveting, it terrors my pilot, streams that are promised,